Hi, this is Lawrence, a licensed agent with Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
No, I was calling about the healthy allowance card, the spending card.
The food card, the OTC, flex cards, things like that.
Right.
Yeah, that goes to the Medicare Advantage program. I can see what you're eligible for.
Sure.
Okay, can I just first start with your zip code, please?
61612.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, let me just read this quick disclaimer. We'll jump right into it, and if you have any questions, we'll help you out there. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations which offer 29 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all your available options. All right. So you said you were calling about like a grocery card, things like, basically putting some extra money in your pocket, right? We're looking for.
Yeah, that's what it they. Yeah, because I got it off this spending card, healthy allowance card, or the spending card.
Okay, let me see what we can find here for you. Let me see what we can find here for you. So a couple basic questions here, and then we're going to get right into it here. My first question for you is, do you make all your own health care decisions, or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
No, I make my own.
Okay. And are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No, I'm not.
No, okay, good. And my last question here is, I don't need these at the moment, but do you have access to your medication bottles?
I only take one pill, and that's it.
Okay, so yeah, you're good. All right, and then my last thing I have for you, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you? That way I can look you up in the system here.
Oh, well, I have to get that.
Yeah, you can do that. Or I can do it another way.
Because I don't have it on me.
No, I would say if you don't, I can do it manually. That's not a problem as well. I just start with your can I start with your first name, please?
Yes, Savannah.
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's her last name?
Davis.
Davis. Okay, D-I-V-I-S. Okay, thank you, Ms. Davis.
Correct.
All right, and before I look up information in our system to determine your eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, and just so we're clear, if God forbid we get disconnected, do you give us permission to call you back? Just got to ask that permission as well. Okay, perfect. All right, let's get into it here. Let's see what we can find here for you. And then next, Ms. Davis, I just need your date of birth.
1-2-53.
Okay. All right. And then next, what's your social?
329-46-1041.
Okay, let me see if I can find you in the system here. And if you do want your Medicare number, it'll show me in just a second if you want to write it down. The number that
My Medicare number.
Yeah, because
it's on my Medicare card.
Let's see here. See if I can find you in the system, and then we'll definitely see what we can get you qualified for today. Okay, I was able to find you here. And like I said, just want to confirm I got Savannah L. Davis, date of birth, January 2nd, 1953. And then I have a P.O. Box 9531, Peoria, Illinois.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is that how you say it, Peoria? I don't want to miss
it. Yeah, Peoria. Yeah, you were right. You were right.
Okay. All right.
People call it everything but Peoria.
All right. Let's see here. All right. And are you – a couple questions here for you while I'm looking all that up here. Are you on any kind of state assistance, any kind of Medicaid, anything like that?
I guess what is our card, Medicare, Medicaid?
Well, yeah, Medicare is like federally. Medicaid would be through the state.
I don't think I get no Medicaid.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Okay, yeah, it doesn't look like you're on Medicaid. Okay, all right, so I'm going to kind of jump into it in just a second here.
Okay.
This is Davis here, and it looks like now we're looking for some food cards, put some extra money back in our pockets, may help with groceries.
Right.
Okay, so let me see what we have here for you. Like I said, this does run through the Medicare Advantage program. kind of going to what you are working with right now, it looks like you're on a AARP Medicare Advantage United Healthcare
right.
plan, PPO. Does that sound familiar?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see what that looks like. Let me see what if we can add anything to that, find some of those grocery cards, okay? Food
okay.
cards, things like that. So let me see what I have here for you. And like I said, we want to make sure we can put some extra money in your pocket, but it does kind of go hand in hand with your health as well. Just a few questions about your health. How often are you going to the doctors on the regular?
I usually go once a year for a checkup. If I'm not having any issues, which I'm not having any, I just do a yearly checkup.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Do you have any scheduled, like, procedures or surgeries, anything major coming up as far as your health is concerned that you have to take care of?
No, I do not.
No, okay. I'm glad to hear that. That's always good. How about in the last year, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER?
No, I have not.
No, okay. Good for you. I love hearing those things. And let's just kind of work our way down here. What about our dental? Do we have any dental procedures that you need done? You taking care of that?
Yeah, I do have some dental work that's coming up, but we don't get dental insurance, so we have to come out of pocket with that. I wish we did have some kind of dental insurance, but
okay,
dental is very,
very important. Absolutely. Okay. And how about our vision? Do we need upgrades in our prescriptions? Do we wear prescriptions?
Yeah, I wear prescriptions. Yeah.
Okay. Have you gotten your eyes checked recently, or do your glasses working okay for you?
Yeah, my glasses are fine. Yeah, I got new glasses maybe a couple years ago, so I'm good with my glasses.
Okay, good, good, good. And hearing's okay? Seems like you can hear me okay. Have you looked into hearing aids before?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't need any hearing aids. My hearing's good. Mm-hmm.
Good. And are we still driving ourselves around town?
Absolutely. Everywhere
good.
I want to go.
Good. So it sounds like you've been taking care of yourself. I love hearing that because sometimes I hear people and they're in tough situations. So I'm glad you're in a better situation than most. So
yeah.
That's good.
Amen.
Now let's talk about some money in your pocket here. Are you currently receiving any kind of grocery cards or OTC, it's called, or flex cards, anything like that, allowance cards that you're aware of? Because sometimes people just don't know they have it or not.
No, I am not.
Okay. Let me just pull up what you are currently enrolled in and see, because
okay.
like I said, you'll be surprised. Sometimes just you have stuff that you just don't even know. And that's
right.
just simple. Sometimes it's as simple as just calling the number on the back of your card and asking them. Let's see here. So I don't see any OTC. OTC, if you hear me saying the word OTC, that just means over-the-counter products. And that encompasses, like, you know, over-the-counter meds. That can also wellness, groceries, food, you know, it could be a variety of things. So if you hear me using that term, just that's what I'm talking about here. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's why people, you'll see the word like flex card or grocery card. Sometimes people, it's all kind of encompassing the same thing. So I'm just trying to see what we have for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your current plan doesn't have OTC, which is the Aetna plan. It's a United Healthcare plan, which is a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me just kind of do a little investigating here, see where we are with that. So you've been on this plan, looks like, since 2024,
mm-hmm.
the PPO. While I'm doing that, let's see, can I get the name of your primary care physician?
Let's see. I got to think of her name. Her name is Candace. I can't think of her last name. She's over at Oak Health Center.
Let me see if I can, you know, I might sometimes can find her by at Oak Health Center.
Uh-huh.
Is it Dr. Candace White, Dr. Candace Muhammad, Dr. Candace Jurgen?
You know what? I don't know what her last name is.
But you know her first name is Candace.
But her first name is Candace, yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's out of what city?
Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, let me see here. And is it a doctor or like a nurse practitioner?
She's probably like a practitioner.
Practitioner, okay. Let me just see if I can. All right, and I'm going to look that up. So I'm going to look up your doctors. I'm going to look up your – now, I want to see – like I said, we're trying to see if we can get some more money in your pocket. That's the main goal. Peoria. Candace Corey. Does that sound familiar? I see a Candace Corey in video.
Stone is her last name. Candace Stone.
Dr. Candace Stone. She's at Oak Street Health in Peoria. Yeah, off of Lake Street. Okay.
Right.
I found it. Okay. Sometimes I got to play like detective here. We got it.
So, oh, I know you do. I feel you.
All right. I just want to see if we can get some more money. Now, let me ask like this because, you're obviously, it seems like you take care of yourself or, nothing major.
That you
are aware of. So we're going to see what we can do because I do see some give back money. Give back is another thing that you could qualify for. Not to get too technical, but basically all it does is a give back plan just puts money back onto your Social Security. So, and that money can be spent however you want. So sometimes, I've seen people get like $100 to give back, $50 to give back, and that goes every month. So if you make like $1,000 in Social Security, just as an example, if you have $1,000 a month in Social Security, you get $1,050 every month. So, still extra money, money that you can use however you want. So I'm kind of doing a wide range here and just seeing what I can find. So, if we can make it work for you, we definitely will.
Sure.
I do see a give back one here. Let's see if you qualify for that one. I'll pull that guy up. And has your United Healthcare plan, obviously, you're not receiving any OTC or anything like that, but has it been working the way you need it to?
Just when I need it, it works.
Because I'm kind of concerned about the dental thing. You said you're not able to use your dental coverage?
I didn't know I had dental coverage.
Let me see here. I'll pull that up. I'm gonna pull up your plan details because what I can do basically is kind of like a cross comparison of what's available. Because I do work with United Healthcare. I work with all these different carriers, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know if they're in the best possible plan available or if there's something better for you. So that's what I'm kind of
right. Okay.
Because we only want to make you have a stronger plan than what you're already on.
Right.
Okay, so this demo. Okay, so this one doesn't have good. This one does not have a. Okay, I'm sorry. If you hear me kind of just mumbling, I'm talking to myself here.
You're fine. I do it all the time.
Okay, just so you're like, what's this thing? Yeah, I'll let you know when I have.
No, help yourself. I feel you. I do just exactly what you're doing. I talk out loud.
All right. So yeah, I'm just kind of perusing here. I do see a couple potentials, but like I said, it's got to make sense. We basically got to check all the boxes off here, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
You're in what state? You're in Illinois. Okay.
Yes, I am.
How far out are you from Chicago?
About 3 hours away.
Okay, so you're a little here. You're out there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Peoria. I feel is there like a big college out there? I know I've heard the name of the city. Is there like a
what's Bradley? Bradley College.
Okay. I'm in the Los Angeles area, so I'm all the way in California. Almost other side of the country, but yeah, my home office is all the way in Florida, so we're kind of coast to coast, but
okay, cool.
Hopefully
absolutely.
You stay warm out there. I know it gets cold out.
Oh my goodness, it is brutal here. It is brutally cold.
Yeah, I would. We're you're probably not going to like us. We're about 70 degrees today, so.
Oh, don't tell me that. And we're We're sub below zero weather.
I can't even fathom what that kind of cold feels like. I've been out in California.
You don't want to feel it. We've been doing this for so long. You know, we live here been all our lives, you know, so we don't get, you don't get used to it. I mean, you just adjust to whatever comes, you adjust, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a tough one, but you know, yeah. Again, it makes you appreciate the good times when you do get it. So you know, we probably get spoiled.
Amen to that. Yes.
Okay, so let me just. And I'm sorry, I do need to read this for disclaimer. Let me just read this, and then I'm going to jump right into it. Before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires a reminder this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation will not affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mrs. Bates?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay, so what I'm looking at here, because I do see your Aetna plan, and I'm trying to just, you know, let me say it like this. I can't just simply just add grocery cards or food cards on the thing. So what I try to do, or I'm sorry, your United Healthcare plan, I try to find something that's pretty much similar in your, I work with United Healthcare, so I'm trying to see if anything else through United Healthcare has those benefits. If not, I pivot to something else. And I do see some, I do have this one that I'm looking at right here. This is going to give you all your coverage as far as your doctor's office visits. Let me pull this up here, let that load up here. Come on, load it up here. Okay, so it does cover, you know, all your normal things, your doctor's office visits. There is some dental on here as well. You actually get preventative coverage, $0 exams. For oral exams, there's $0 x-rays. You also get some comprehensive non-Medicare coverage. And then you get $1,000, allowance as well. So, you know, that can be used for your dental. So just be aware of that. Now, doctor's office visits, yeah, $0. Specialty, $40. Emergency coverage, $115, that's waived if, God forbid, if you have to go to the hospital, that's waived if you are admitted. Preventative care, all that's covered. That's just your wellness checks, your annual checkups. That's all $0. Now, this is where we want to talk about some of the money you get back. This is a give-back plan. And I'm trying to see if I can find a little bit more, but the one I'm seeing right now puts exactly $50 back onto your Social Security every month. So that's what I'm seeing right now. And that's going to be through WellCare. Give back. It's an HMO, and I checked to make sure your doctor was in network as well. Your doctor, Dr. Stone, or Dr. Candace Stone, she's in network on that plan. I'm trying to find another United plan, but I don't know if United. Oh, hold on. Let me slow down. Oh, I do see some United plans, but the only thing is these United plans cost money, and it's almost kind of you make money, but you lose money. So it kind of balances out here. But let me look at it. I want to make sure I'm doing my due diligence here. So let's pull this guy. We'll pull this guy. And when I say it costs money, they pull it from your Social Security. So, I mean, it's like you're not deducted, but, you know, I'm not trying to have you take any more money out. I'm trying to just add money to what you have.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, this one, these. Okay, so let me just kind of break this down. These are all coverages that you can use. So this United Healthcare plan, and this is not the same one you're in, right? No, this is not the same. Okay, so there's a PPO. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm kind of talking to myself. 8-7.
Oh, no. Go right ahead. I don't see what you see.
So, yeah. It looks. Let me pull this brochure up. Okay. United Healthcare. Now, I always ask people because, you know, sometimes people are very particular. If we were able to find something that gets you more money in your pocket and it would require you to switch providers, is that something you're okay with? Because I just want to make sure if that's not, you know, if you're not, then, you know. I can see if we can stick in the United, but I like to ask people that up front because that could be the case.
As long as your doctors,
if we can keep your doctors and all that stuff the same, would that be okay as long as everything works the way you need it to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But I mean, if I can just kind of keep things in United Healthcare as well, I just don't.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Not in the give back emergency care. Yeah, I don't see this one. Yeah, so the only thing, the most, if we're talking about just putting money back in your pocket, the best I can do is this give back plan with WellCare. That's $50 back in your pocket or back on your Social Security. I have this United Healthcare. I was looking to see if they have some money to give back. Hold on, Lawrence. Okay, so this is where you have to kind of, I guess, where you see value, okay? Because I want to make sure that you're kind of clear on that. So I found a United Healthcare plan that has a $50 OTC or like I said, that over-the-counter products. And I'm just going to read what it says. It says $50 credit per quarter, and that's per quarter meaning every 3 months, for OTC products like vitamins, pain relievers, first aid supplies, and more. So you can usually get like a few extra things on that. In-store, you can go to the store with that, or you can go online. But that would be $50 every quarter. So you do get some kind of plan with that, and that's with United Healthcare. Okay, so that would you allow this, you know, that keeps you on the same network or the same carrier, I should say, with United Healthcare, as opposed to now the other one I was talking about, the WellCare give back, that's just going to put $50 back on your Social Security every month. So, but that is with a different provider. And then I have another one here. It looks like that's with United Healthcare. Let me copy and paste this. Looks like something's that. That's also with United Healthcare, and that's only a $35. Per quarter OTC. So, you know, I guess if you're just kind of like, yeah, so that's kind of where, you know, that's the only one that I can find where I can get you some money back in your pocket. Those three, like I said, one, the WellCare is just going to put $50 back on Social Security every month. So whatever you make plus 50 every month. Or the other two, that's through United Healthcare. One, you get a $35 OTC, so we'll even take that one off the list because that's not as much, but a $50 OTC card every 3 months.
Wow, they don't do too much for us, do they?
You know what's funny? It's like I could look at the same plan in a different state and it'll be, the numbers will be all different. I don't know how numbers work out. So it just kind of comes down to location, zip codes. You know, I've seen plans give up to $300 a month. You know, I've seen that. So a lot of that time you have to be on Medicaid and things like that. But I mean, it just varies. It just really goes based off what you qualify for. It's not just a blanket. Everybody gets X amount. I wish it worked out like that. It'd make it a lot easier. But that's just that's how much I can find for you. Cause like I said, I have access to, cause like I said, I work with United. I work with all these carriers. And then like I said, in the day, we're trying to just put you in a stronger, you know, get you stronger benefits. And that's what I'm seeing as far as what's available.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check one more. I have a couple more that I'm going to look into here. Like I said, you're not at any state. No, you're not on that. I can't do that one. Why is it? No one keeps popping in my mind here. No, 21. Just doesn't have anything. Yeah, I mean, that's what we have as far as putting some money in your pocket. Those are the three options. Like I said, the two, you have one, United Healthcare, where you get the $50 every 3 months, or you can do the WellCare give back, which is going to put $50 on your Social Security every month.
Yeah. I like the wealth, that one there. at least you get $50 back every month.
Yeah.
What do you do for this one?
Okay. Let's just say, you know, you say, let's go ahead and move forward. All we would do, we just do an application. I would just ask you, you say you only have the one prescription. I would get the rest of your prescriptions on here. I also cross-reference to make sure your doctor's in network, so Dr. Stone's in network. All we do is just do an application. You would be on your United Healthcare up until the end of the month. So, I mean, we only have, a few days left this month. And then this plan would start for you the beginning of February. And that's pretty much it. You'll get a packet sent out to you. You'll have all your benefit package, all the things we went over. That'll be mailed out to you as well. And then that's pretty much it. You'll get your card, and then you'll be able to have all your – and then, you know, when you do get your Social Security, whenever that comes in, you'll start to see that on your Social Security check.
So I'm trying to map this in my head. This here is what am I changing in here?
So you would be moving from United Healthcare to WellCare.
Oh, to WellCare.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the difference between United Healthcare and WellCare?
I mean, they're just different carriers or different companies. They all do the same thing. These are all Medicare Advantage plans. So, you know, doctor's office visits, you know, your emergency room, urgent care prescriptions, all that stuff is still, I mean, it's just kind of like saying Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, you know, just, these are just different providers. They all do essentially the same thing. Some providers give you things like give backs or OTC or food cards, food allowance. And that's what's available for you in your area. So that's, they all do the same thing. So this would be your coverage moving forward.
Oh, well, I might as well stay where I'm at if everything's going to, you know, work the same.
Well, yeah, just you get $50 every month.
Yeah. Is that coming from United Healthcare?
Yeah, and that goes on to your Social Security. No, I'm sorry, that's with WellCare. I do have another United Healthcare that will give you a quarterly OTC of $50 every quarter. So you do have that option as well.
Yeah.
So it's still with United Healthcare. It just gives you a little bit
of money. I'll stick with them.
You want to do the United Healthcare and get the
$50? Yeah. Okay. I'll just stick with
Perfect. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense to me. Can I just get – I know you don't have many prescriptions. Can I just get whatever prescriptions you do have just so I can put it here on?
Yeah, it's Losartan. It's a blood pressure medicine.
Losartan. Okay, one second here. I think I got it here. L-O-S-A. Do you know how many milligrams you take of that?
I'll get the bottle out here real quick here.
No problem.
It is 50 milligrams. Yep, 50 milligrams. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted my mic on accident. I'm sorry. It's just the one prescription.
Okay. Yeah, it's 50 milligrams.
Okay, and where do you go for your pharmacy when you do the Walgreens, Walmart, CVS?
I'm at Walgreens.
Okay. Okay, give me one second here. Pull that guy up one more time. Okay. Copy. Okay, so hold on.
All right, I'm holding.
One second here. What are we doing here?
All right.
I'm still here. I mean, just filter the right one. Yeah, last thing I want to do is hit the wrong one, and next thing you know, you're stuck in the other plan that we weren't talking about. And yeah, we don't want that.
You ain't kidding. You don't want that.
No, no, no. Okay, so I ran into a little bit of a hiccup. Actually, it's a lot of a hiccup. So the United Healthcare plan, this is where, you know, the only problem that I see is that, yes, you do get that $50 OTC card.
Mm-hmm.
But this plan is going to, which is ridiculous. This plan is also $45 a month. So that would take out of your Social Security $45 every month. And, like, if we're just kind of looking at, you know, if we're just doing the numbers, yeah, you do get a $50 OTC card, but you're getting $45 taken out every month out of your Social Security. So.
Oh, no, that ain't happening.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Make sense. No, you're losing instead of gaining. We're trying to gain and not lose.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's, hold on. Let me see if this will hold on. This one, Humana Gold. Hold on. Yeah, I do have, like I said, wait a second. Okay, I think I might have found something a little bit better here. Yeah, because like I said, I'm not trying to take any money out of your pocket. We're trying to put money in your pocket.
Right.
So
exactly.
Okay, so this one here, let me pull this other one up. I'm going to kind of give us what I feel is probably our best couple options here. Okay, so this plan, this is a Humana Gold Plus plan. It's $0, just like the other one too, the WellCare is $0 as well. Those cost you. This particular one, so if you're taking notes, the WellCare is giving you $50 back every month. So just take note of that. Okay.
Right.
This Humana Gold Plus plan is giving you OTC of $100 every quarter. So you get a quarterly allowance of $100. I'll just read exactly what it says. Over-the-counter, $100 quarterly allowance to buy approved over-the-health health and wellness products available through our OTC mail order provider. Unused amounts roll over the next quarter and expires at the end of the year. So this one, you get $100 every quarter in OTC. That's with Humana Gold for $0. Or your other one is the WellCare, where you get $50. I don't have anything from United that's going to give you money back, but I'm going to check one more thing here. Yeah, I think those are our best two options as far as putting some money back in your pocket are those two. I tried to see if there was anything else on the United Healthcare front. Those are the only thing we have with United Healthcare is going to cost you every month, and we don't want to do that. But these are two good plans as well. I'm looking at Dr. Stone is in network for all of these. Well, let me confirm that before I say that. Yeah, Dr. Stone is in network with these plans as well, so you'd still be able to see your doctor. But that's what we have available. Like I said, you know, you will get money put back in your pocket, but, you know, the choice is yours.
Okay, which one, okay, not going with UnitedHealthcare, who's the other two?
The other two are Humana Gold or WellCare Giveback. Now, if I'm making this decision for myself or for, like, my family, I guess, and kind of knowing, like, you know, I'm not going very often to the doctors, things like that,
right.
I personally would probably pick the WellCare Giveback because I know I'm getting $50 every month. This other Humana plan does give you $100 every quarter. So, you know, that's like you basically getting an extra $400 a year to spend on OTC, you know, for just kind of doing the simple math here. What's that? So you'd be getting $600 back for the year with the give back plan, the WellCare, as opposed to $400. And that $400 has to be OTC products. The WellCare is just $50. You spend $50 on whatever you want, utilities, rent. OTC has certain, sometimes OTC, you can only buy certain products, healthy foods, over-the-counter medication, health and wellness products, you know, things like that. So just that's how I would kind of balance it out in my head, because you're still getting full comprehensive coverage as far as, you know, at the end of the day, you still want to make sure your coverage is working the way you need it to, your doctors and things like that.
Right.
Now, I will say this Humana Gold Plus does have a better dental plan.
Really?
Yeah, now that I'm looking at this. Because the plan, that the WellCare one, you know, you got all comprehensive coverage is all there. Preventive care, all $0. This one, the same thing. The big difference on this Humana plan, you get a $3,000 maximum benefit. So you get $3,000. The other one is only whatever is not covered, well, you can pull from that allowance. This one's only $1,000 for WellCare. The Humana is a $3,000 one.
So how does that work?
So let's just say, you know, any coverage, whether that's WellCare, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, it doesn't matter. You know, your normal routine checkups, cleanings, you know, things like that, readjustments, those are all $0. Now, let's say you needed some major work. You know, you needed a whole dentures or something like that. Yeah. Now, let's just say, you know, if they came down to that, bridges, you know, stuff that, you know, major work.
Stuff like that, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Bridges and things like that, yeah.
Yeah, all the big things. Let's say you have, for instance, let's say you need a bridge, right, and it costs whatever it costs. It's called co-insurance, is going to cover so much. So for this plan, this one looks like 30%. So let's just say they're going to cover 30% of that coverage. So that would be, let's just say if it was $1,000, they would cover $300 of it. And then you would have still an extra $3,000 to spend on that. I'm sorry, 70%. They would be paying 70% of that. You'd be responsible for the 30%. So let's just say out of $1,000, they're going to pay $700 of it. You'd be paying the $300, but that $300 can come out of your maximum benefit of $3,000. So, you know, it would pull from that allowance, so to speak.
Okay, who is one with this a benefit?
This is Humana.
Humana. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like Humana got the better dental program than any of them, because I don't know no dental insurance does what Humana does. or what they offer. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, and like I said, they all of them kind of offer comprehensive coverage. It's just kind of like you said, what certain providers have, you know, they're better on one. They have a strength in one as opposed to maybe something else. So, because I'm looking at what you currently have, you have an so your current dental that you are in, you have a $0 copay for basically your checkups, cleanings, you know, normal X-rays, things like that. But you have what's called an additional dental rider, which you're probably not paying, because that would be an extra $44 a month, and then that's when you have more comprehensive coverage. So that's probably why you know, when you said I don't have any dental, that's probably the reason, is because you don't have that rider attached to your plan. These plans, there is no riders. It's just automatically, whether this is WellCare or even this Humana, they're already, it's just part of the plans. So that's probably why you don't see any, you know, when you say you don't have any dental, you technically have dental. Every carrier has dental. It's just certain carriers or certain plans, you know, have certain, it's set up a certain way. Yours looks like you have a dental rider, which means you'd have to pay for that every month.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to do that. I need to get somewhere where I don't have to be paying. But which one was Humana? Humana was the better one?
Humana has the better dental. It has the better dental, and you do get $100 in OTC every quarter.
Well, it sounds like Humana would be the better one to go with.
Yeah, and like I said, you're still getting some money in your pocket, and you know that dental alone that might be worth its weight in gold as well. That way, you don't have to worry about, you know, these big bills that dental offices charge.
Yeah, you're right about that, because the dental plan that I have now, you know, we have to come out of pocket with it, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I can see, because I have both all the brochures pulled up here, and I'm seeing that you probably don't have the dental rider, which you would have to pay for every month. So I'm sure you're not, like I said, if that was never set up for you, then that's probably why you only, you know, like I said, you can go in for a checkup or, you know, routine cleaning, but then if you have more extensive work, yeah, then you're coming out of pocket. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Well, that sounds like Humana would be the better way to go.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get that set up for you. Let's go ahead and pull this guy. That's $0 a month. So I made sure that this one says $0 a month, so you're not coming out of pocket.
That's good. That's good. That's darn good.
Yeah, so that's good. So that, we'll go ahead and get this set up for you. Let me just pull my side up here. All right. And I got your doctor set up on there already. Okay. Just going to ask some yes or no questions. I'm just getting my side set up on my end. And as we go through this, let me know if you have any questions, okay? So my first question is, are you comfortable saving your drug information with Humana, yes or no?
Am I comfortable doing what you said?
Saving your drug information with Humana.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's get that going. That's the first step here. Hold on. Sorry, give me 1 second. Let me just put your Dr. Anderson.
Yeah, that's Candace. She's our doctor. Yeah, our dental, where we go to, is the Smile. I don't know if you can pull up the Smile Center. That's where we go for dental. She's very expensive. And even though I got, you know, this little little dental insurance that I do have, you know, there's not much that it pays. We have to be more coming out of pocket than anything.
Yeah, no, you know, that's, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, I would say like this, all the, you go to your dentist, you go to your doctors, wherever you go, they all kind of have their own stipulations on what they take. Like I said, the particular plan that you have doesn't really help you on the dental side. Like I said, you didn't have that rider attached. That's why you're running those issues. So, you know, it just really kind of depends on what carriers you have and how they work. Because at the end of the day, the insurance company is paying the dental side. So whatever they don't pay, that's when you are responsible for that part. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, it gets confusing. I do this for a living. I still got to okay, what were they saying again? Let me look at this though. No, a lot of information. So I understand 100%. I got a whole bridge put in a while back, and this is when I didn't have coverage, and yeah, I had to come out a lot. I just started making. They had to finance it. I had to make payments on it, so I know how that goes. So
yeah,
some information. Okay, so this part I'm just going to kind of go through some of the basic stuff. I went through a lot of it already, but just so you, if you want to take some notes on that, just so you have that for you here. So first thing, the name of this full name of this plan is Humana Gold Plus. So just so you have that full name, Humana Gold Plus.
Okay.
All right, and then it's a $0 premium, so you're not paying for this plan. Right, and then, sorry, 1 second here, just taking my notes here. All right, just to kind of go through some basic information, $0 deductible, 615 drug deductible, inpatient care, $0 days 8 through 9, same thing for outpatient service, doctor's office visit, $0, hold on 1 second, your Dr. Canistone is in network here, let's see here, I'll pull my side up. Okay, diagnostic, colonoscopy, mammograms, that's all $0. Your wellness checks, so your screenings, cancer screenings, mammograms, all those good things, those are all covered at $0. That's just your checkup, basically. You get those every year. Emergency room coverage is $150 copay, but that is waived if you are admitted into the hospital. You do have urgent care as well, $65 copay. You do have also diagnostic coverage. For your doctors, $0 copay, labs, $0. Let's see here. Hearing, I know your hearing's fine, but if you do want to go for your routine hearing exam, you get that at $0 as well. Like I said, that dental coverage is there for you as well. $0 for any any scaling, root planning, comprehensive oral evaluation, that's all $0. Bridge, resumentation, crown resumentation, $0. And then, like I said, you do get that $3,000 maximum benefit. So that's the big one. That's the big number for you. Eyewear, if you do need to go, I know you get your eye drops and all that good stuff, but if you do need to, like, an eye exam, that's $0. You do get your routine eye exam for $0 per year. And you get, looks like, a maximum benefit for glasses. It says up to $100 benefit for any contact lenses or glasses. You get that as well. Mental health services as well. Inpatient is $295 for days 1 through 7, $0 for days 8 through 90. Let's see here. You have a skilled nursing facilities, $20 copay per day for days 1 through 20, $218 for days 21 through 100. Of course, all your shots and things like that, $0. Allergy shots, that's all $0. $0 copays for any select pharmacy prescription tiers, $0. Tier 1 through 5 coverage is for tiers 1 through 5, $0 for catastrophic as well. I mean, you're not really taking much on the prescriptions there, so that's good. But other than that, that's all your things. You get, medical supplies, $0 for glucose monitors, diabetic monitoring. You don't have any of that, but that's $0. Physical therapy copay is $40. All right, other than that, and then, of course, the OTC, $100, that's every quarter as well, so you have that as well, okay? And anything else? Oh, you do? This is a kind of a cool thing. Hold on, let me read this one. It says $0 copay for Humana Welldyne Mental Program. Are you an inpatient? Oh, that doesn't, that's not. That would only apply if you were admitted there, but you have that. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much the plan there. You'll be getting all this mail to you too, Ms. Davis, so you'll get a brochure, a big packet of stuff. So you'll get all that stuff sent out to you. Is there anything else you want me to go over, or did you understand the plan that we went over right now?
Okay. What am I paying a month for this?
You're not paying anything. It's a $0 premium.
Oh, okay. I have to hook my husband up with the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, we can. Is your husband there? Did you want to do it after I get you set up?
Yeah, he's not here right now. He's out shoveling snow. We got a lot of relatives who are elderly, and he's shoveling. We got quite a bit of dump of snow, so he's cleaning their walks and stuff off right now.
Oh, hey, yeah, I'll give you my contact information. We can take care of your husband as well. All right, so anything else you want me to go over as far as the benefits? Like I said, all this will be mailed to you, too, so you'll get that in front of you as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, when we call you back with him, he'll have you talk to me because my husband is deaf in one ear, and I have to do all of his talking and navigating and stuff for him.
Okay, that's not a problem. As long, you know what you can do? He can just give you permission to speak on his behalf, and then you can handle the whole thing. That'll
yeah. And that's what we basically do. He gives the person who we're talking to permission to talk to me on his behalf. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got you. That hey, so my wife does all my talking. I'm like, you go and handle that. So I'm right there with your husband. That's easier for me.
Yeah.
Just want to confirm some basic information. I just want to make sure I got the correct spelling of your first name. S-A-V as in Victor, A-N-N-A-H, Savannah.
Correct. Correct.
Last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
And then our birthday is January 2nd, 1953.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, happy belated birthday. You had a birthday earlier this month.
Yeah, I sure did. Thank you.
Okay. And then I have the phone number 309-232-7214.
Correct.
Okay. And that's, I'm assuming, cell phone. I don't think anyone even has a landline anymore. That's a cell phone.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And
yeah,
then
Okay,
now I do have...
I was going to say, I don't even know places that did landlines anymore.
Not many. Okay, nope. And I see that you have your... I have your address as a P.O. box. I do need to put in your actual residential address.
Yeah, you can get my...
Yeah, we'll make sure everything is mailed to your P.O. Do you prefer the P.O. box, or did you want to just use your...
No, I use my P.O. box for everything.
Okay, so yeah, give me your residential, like where you live, and then I'll make sure the mailing is for your P.O. box. So let's do that.
Exactly. Yeah. My regular address is 4112 North New York Avenue.
Okay, and that's Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah, 61614.
Hold on one second here. I do need to make an adjustment in 1 second because it's your P.O. box is 61612.
612, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second here. I got to change that really quick here.
Sure.
Make sure this changes here. Hold on.
Yeah, my P.O. box, I have everything going straight there. We've had people thumbing with our mailboxes, going in, taking your mail and stuff. So I've been having my P.O. box for several years now. I will not turn it down.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you give me that address one more time?
4112 North New York Avenue here in Peoria, P-E-O-R-I-A, Illinois. 61614.
Okay, 1 second here. All right. 1 second here. Hold on 1 minute. Edit. Where's my edit button? Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm just loading up on my end. So if you just hear me going silent.
Oh, okay, you're good. No problem.
How far is your P.O. box from your – is it pretty close to you?
It's a little way. It's not far away, but, I mean, it's a little distant. But, like I said, it ain't far. It ain't out of my reach. I'll put it like that.
Okay. Let me just see here.
Yeah, I got to have that P.O. box.
that makes sense.
There's a lot of mail. I have not come to my house. I do not. Everything I send goes straight to my P.O. box.
Make sure this is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So on university.
Sorry, I had to go back and just adjust the zip code, so that's why I'm just kind of getting myself caught up here. So once.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so New York, 4112 North New York Avenue, Peoria, and then P.O. Box. I want to make sure I got the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 9531.
Yes.
Okay, and that is zip code 6161.
61612. Yes, okay. That's the mailing one.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. All right, I think I caught myself up here. Okay, and then I'm going to put, obviously, preferred language is English. So I'll mark that guy there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are a few yes or no questions. Just answer them simple here. I kind of know the answers, but I got to ask them just for compliance here.
Okay.
Will you have any other prescription drug coverage like VA, TRICARE, in addition to your Humana plan? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Are you currently a resident of a nursing home or long-term care facility?
No, I am not.
No. Okay. And will you have any other medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this plan becomes effective?
No, I will not.
Okay. Are you a U.S. veteran?
No, I am not.
And do you work or does your spouse work?
We are retired.
Good for you. Congratulations. Made it.
I'm retired.
Okay, a couple more yes or no questions here. Have we discussed the benefits of the Humana plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll into a plan with a premium of no more than $0 with a proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government and is not a Medicare supplement plan?
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, and then I have your provider as Dr. Candace Stone. So I guess on that.
Mm-hmm.
This part, people always get a little scared when I read this. This is because some people do get withdrawals from the deductions from the Social Security. This obviously yours is $0, but I do have to read it for everybody. So just let me read this through, just so I can see I did it for the recording.
Okay.
But it doesn't apply to you, but I do have to read it. Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. In most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due for your enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premium. So, just wanted to make sure I read that. Like I said, you are not spending money, but just so I said I read it.
Right.
And I'm going to go next on that. Okay, and then I'm going to put that you did receive help completing this enrollment. That is with me. My name is Lawrence Morris, so you have my name for the records here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go my side out. Six. Okay, this part I'm going to read, so bear with me. It's wordy, it's long, but it's just – I have to read it. So I'm just going to power through it. If you do need me to, like, slow down or you do want to hear some of this information, like I said, a lot of this is insurance verbiage, let me know, okay? But I do have to read it, okay? So I'm just going to just knock this out.
Go right ahead.
All right.
I'll drink you up while you talk.
There you go. All right, by completing this enrollment, I agree to the following. If I'm enrolling in Medicare Advantage Health Plan as a contract with the federal government, I must keep both hospital Part A and B and stay in the Humana plan. I must continue to pay my Medicare Part B premium. It is my responsibility to inform Humana of any prescription drug coverage that I have and they get in the future. I understand that if I don't have Medicare prescription drug coverage or credible prescription drug coverage as good as Medicare, I may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if I enroll in the Medicare prescription coverage in the future. With few exceptions, I can only be in one Medicare Advantage health plan or Medicare prescription drug plan at a time. I understand my enrollment in my selected plan May, in my enrollment in another Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan, enrollment in my selected plan is generally for the entire year. I understand that when my Humana coverage begins, I must get all my medical and prescription drug benefits from Humana. Benefits and services provided by Humana contained in my evidence of coverage document, also known as a member contract subscriber agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare nor Humana will pay for benefits or services that are not covered. I will abide by the rules of my evidence of coverage once I am a member of Humana. I have the right to appeal plan decisions about my payments or services if I disagree. This Humana plan is a service. A plan serves as a specific service area. If I move out of that area, I may select the plan serves. I need to notify Humana so I can disenroll and find a new plan in my new area. I understand that Medicare beneficiaries are generally not covered under Medicare while out of the country, except for limited coverage near U.S. borders. Once Humana has received my enrollment form, I may get verification on it to make sure that I understand how my plan and to confirm my intent to enroll. This is not a secondary plan to Medicare Parts A and B. Humana pays instead of Medicare. I will be responsible for the amounts that Humana does not cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Medicare Part A and B won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in Humana. If you're requesting a membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. I understand that this plan is a Medicare Advantage PFS plan, which may have prescription drug coverage built in. Before seeing a provider, I should verify that my provider accepts this plan before I visit my doctor or hospital. Isn't required to agree to accept this plan terms and conditions, and thus may choose not to treat me except for emergencies. I understand that my healthcare providers have the right to choose whether to accept PFS plans, payment terms, and conditions every time I see them. I understand that if my provider decides not to accept PFS, I will need to find another provider that will. I understand that if my PFS plans doesn't offer Medicare prescription drug coverage, I may obtain coverage from my Medicare prescription drug plan. Once I enroll, I may leave the plan or make changes only at certain times of the year. And enrollment periods available, examples, annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th of every year, or under certain special circumstances. If you're requesting a membership in private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. Once Humana has your enrollment form, you get a call from a plan representative. This call is to make sure that you understand how a private fee-for-service plan works and to confirm your intent to enroll to a Humana plan. If Humana isn't able to reach you by telephone, they will get a letter by mail that contains similar information. If you're requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. As a Medicare private fee-for-service plan, Humana works differently than Medicare supplement plan as well as the other Medicare plan. Humana pays instead of Medicare, and I will be responsible for the amount that Humana doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Original Medicare won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in the Humana plan. Effect on current coverage, if you're currently enrolled in the Medicare Advantage plan, your current Medicare Advantage health care will end. Once your new Medicare coverage starts, if you have TRICARE, your coverage may be affected once your new Medicare coverage starts. Please contact TRICARE for more information. If you have a Medigap plan, once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts, you may want to drop your Medigap policy because you'll be paying for coverage that you cannot use. Your response from this form is voluntary. However, failure to respond may affect your role in the plan. A privacy statement, the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Service collects information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care for the payment of Medicare benefits, sections 1851 of the Social Security Act and 42 CFR 422.50 and 422.60 authorize the collection of this information. CMS may use, disclose, and exchange information enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries specified in the systems of records notice, Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug System Number 9-70-0588. If you are requesting membership in a chronic condition special needs, the following statement applies. I understand this plan is a chronic condition special needs plan. My ability to enroll is based on my physician's verification, and I have the qualifying medical condition. I understand that I'm enrolling into a Humana Advantage plan and not a Medicare supplement, Medigap, Medicare Select, or Medicaid plan. This information of this enrollment is correct to the best of my knowledge. I understand that if I intentionally provide false information, I will be disenrolled from the plan. To cancel my plan, I can call the plan prior to the effective date. Additional information is provided in the plan's enrollment letter, which I will be receiving soon. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or other services you get from Medicare providers or about your Medicare plan. How to file a complaint depends on your complaint. It is about for help filing a complaint, visit Medicare.gov, call 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state and health insurance assistance program for free personalized help. All right, we got that done. Okay.
Wow.
Got to read that every time too, so got to be done though. I'm gonna just let that load up. I am gonna give you some confirmation numbers, some phone numbers to write down as well. Let me just get myself set up here, and we are gonna be done in just a moment here. I've taken up a lot of your time, and you got to get back to that snow. You got to get back to that snow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me give you some contact numbers. Okay, so first off, again, you have my name, Lawrence Morris. That's my full name.
Let me get my tablet here so I can put all of this in there. That's where I want to go. No. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so first, my name, like I said, Lawrence Morris. That's my full name.
Lawrence. Spell your first name.
L-A-W.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-N-C-E.
Okay.
And my last name is Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
Okay.
And our phone number to our the name of my agency is Mega Care Insurance. So Mega Care Insurance.
Mega Care Insurance.
And our phone number here is 888-221. Mm-hmm. 5543. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let me give you my personal direct line here as well.
Okay.
That's our customer service number. And then my direct line is 561.
561. Okay.
960.
960.
0571.
Okay, 0571. Got it.
Yeah, and I always tell people, because I'm on the phone all day, if you call and I don't answer, just leave a message. I'll return your call, just so you're aware. Sometimes people can't get through. I just want to make sure. Leave a message. Another phone number I have here for you is this is Humana's direct customer service number, okay? So you can contact them if you need them.
Customer service. Okay.
And that number is 1-800.
1-800, okay.
457.
457, okay.
4708.
4708, okay, got it.
Okay, and their office hours are 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 7 days a week. My office hours are from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You're in Illinois, you're in Central Standard Time. So you'd be 10 o'clock. Wait, am I doing? No, I'm sorry. 8 o'clock. You'd be 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock your time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought I was going to do the math here when I'm trying to figure the time zones. Okay, and we're Monday through Friday. Yeah, so we're Monday through Friday, you know, obviously barring any major holidays, but Monday through Friday. Another thing you're going to be receiving, Ms. Davis, is a welcome call from our customer service team. Like I said, that's MegaCare Insurance. They usually reach out. They'll probably reach out tomorrow, if not the next day. So they usually will reach out just to make sure, you know, call in okay. If you had, you know, any last minute questions, they can answer that for you. But they'll reach out to you tomorrow, and then they're going to reach out to you like about a week to 2 weeks later to make sure everything got mailed to you okay. So we'll do like two follow-up calls. And what happens a lot of time, I always tell people this, what happens a lot of time, obviously you get, I'm sure just like me, I get a ton of spam calls. They'll, if you don't want to answer, or you don't, you know, they'll leave a message basically. They'll leave you a voice and they'll let you know that they reached out. So if you do have any questions, then, you know, you can always give us a call back. But they'll, if you don't answer the phone, they'll leave you a voice. They'll leave a voicemail so you just know who called. But other than that, like I said, you're all set up. You have any oh, I'm sorry. Whoa. I didn't give you the confirmation number.
That's
a big step here. Okay. I'm over here looking like, wait a second, I didn't give this one. All right, so let me give you that number. Let's get that number here. This is your enrollment code, okay?
Okay. Whoa, re-enrollment.
Enrollment code or confirmation code.
Enrollment. Information code. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be a series of letters and numbers, so I'll just kind of say it nice and clear here, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Q as in queen.
Uh-huh.
The number 5.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The number 7.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me that again. Q. Yeah, start back again. I'm sorry. Q.
Oh, no problem. Q, the number 5.
Uh-huh.
S as in Sam.
Okay.
The number 7.
Mm-hmm.
D as in David.
Okay.
J as in Jack.
Mm-hmm.
X as in X-ray.
Uh-huh.
F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And B as in Brian.
Okay. Q.
You want to repeat that? Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is it Q, 5, S as in Sam, 7, dog, Jerry, X-ray, flag, boy.
No, flag, then T as in Tom, then boy. So F, T, E.
Oh, T. I missed that one. Okay. F, T, and what was the last one?
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Okay.
And that's going to be mailed to you too, but yeah, just so you have it, you know, just so you have it somewhere on your notes there.
Absolutely.
But other than that, like I said, you're all set. It's been a pleasure. I know I took up a little bit of your time, but I do.
This was worth it.
Yeah. If you have your husband that wants to get set up, yeah, definitely have him reach out. And like I said, I'll be here until for the next few hours up until. I'm trying to actually think your time here, so I'll be done. I'll be here at 4 o'clock my time. You're 2 hours ahead of me, so 6 o'clock your time. Feel free to reach out. Yeah, if you want to, or you can set up. You can do it tomorrow. Whenever it works for you, reach out to me.
Yeah,
like I said, if I don't ask.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is where are we at today? Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday probably would be a good day for me to call you back so you can talk to him. He'll give you permission. I mean, yeah, he'll give you permission to talk to me. So tomorrow probably be a good day.
Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect. Well, hey, either way, you have a great rest of the day. I hope he gets back safe in that snow. I know it's cold out there, so you guys take care of yourself. But, yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. And, like I said, you'll be getting a call from our customer service, like I said, regardless tomorrow or the following day anyway. So we'll be reaching out either way. So you have a great day, Ms. Davis. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You have a good one, too. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.